This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday podcast on the 3rd of December, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller today with the news. The Hat Podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com and your local branch. In the news, we have a Ball State take on what Trump tariffs might do to the economy and some very positive on-farm trial results to report. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a couple of dry days on tap today and tomorrow. And yesterday, mostly lower in the ag markets, steady in corn and wheat mostly. We have analysis with John Zanker coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
A grim outlook on tariffs and seed selection for 2025. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Tariffs have been the talk of the ag industry now that we're less than 7 weeks away from President Trump returning to the White House. CJ Miller spoke with a Ball State economist who has a rather grim outlook on Trump's tariff proposals.
We're not making ourselves better off. We're making ourselves worse off.
And that's Dr. Michael Hicks, director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University. He expects Trump's talk of tariffs to become reality.
It's hard to know exactly what he's going to do, but we know what he did when he was in office. Last time, he raised tariffs on manufactured goods from China, and that pushed the Midwest into recession as a combination of the tariff increase on consumer prices and the reduction for demand for manufactured goods, combined with a pretty solid retaliatory tariff placed on agricultural products that are exported from Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and elsewhere.
He says that Trump's tariffs will simply be embedded into the cost of all the items that we buy coming in from outside the U.S.
Just so people know, a 10% tariff on all imports is going to raise the average family's cost about $1,000. Per family over the next year. 20% would be about $20,000. That doesn't count the 60% on China, which would raise it another $300. So we're talking about, just in his campaign, about a $2,300 per family tax increase from tariffs. That's before the retaliation.
And Hicks says that those retaliatory tariffs will likely hurt our farmers the hardest.
Retaliation is going to hit corn, soybeans, pork that are exported from the United States, either in commodity form or processed form, to China, Mexico, and Canada. Indiana exports about $2.6 billion worth of beans, $1.3 billion worth of corn, almost $500 million worth of pork each year. Those are going to be subject to tariffs that are going to cause other countries to look for those products elsewhere.
Hicks believes that Trump's trade policies will ultimately send our economy back into a recession.
It'll take 6 to 18 months for the full effect to be felt. And so I think the earlier we understand the effect of this, the better able we'll be to judge President Trump's trade policies and economic policies before the next election.
You can hear my full conversation with Ball State economist Dr. Michael Hicks at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
There was a lot of hype ahead of planting season from the Pioneer marketing team about their new Z-Series soybean lineup. Many, including this farm broadcaster, wondered if the new lineup would live up to the hype. Now that harvest results are in,
Z-Series versus all other Enlist competitors is carrying a 3.7 bushel yield advantage.
And we've been hearing the same from farmers and agronomists alike. That's Luke Davies, Pioneer's U.S. marketing lead.
And those are on-farm trials, right? Those are farmers. That's not internal research data. That's truly on-farm experience with growers across the U.S. business.
Davies knows farmers have a lot of options when it comes to seed selection, but he encourages them to take a look at Z-Series from Pioneer for this spring.
Commodity prices aren't what they were And for farmers across the U.S., it's going to be about bushels, and it's going to be about that return on investment. And we feel like Z-Series is the brand and the varieties to plant, not only for yield, but you look at the agronomic improvements across white mold, iron chlorosis, the protection against soybeans, cyst nematode. They're all around truly a step change in the soybean industry.
Davies says it's all about innovation for Pioneer. With their corn lineup, he encourages you to take a look at Vorceed Enlist.
The most protection, flexibility, and options for a triple below ground protection and above ground when you think not only insects but herbicide. You've got PowerCore Enlist, which is really the above ground option for those acres. Again, the most protection, flexibility, and options, not only in insect protection but herbicide tolerance when you think about glufosinate, glyphosate, Enlist.
For more information about these products and to start planning for 2025, visit pioneer.com/findmyrep. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup across the region here, we're dry for today and tomorrow. And we have a little clipper system that wants to come through tomorrow night into Thursday. Let's get to the stuff nearby first. Today and tomorrow, mixed clouds and sunshine. It is chilly, but we're slowly trying to ease those temperatures ever so slightly. I think a lot of that has to do with sunshine. As we get to tomorrow night, clouds are thickening up, and we have a clipper system coming in out of the upper Midwest and Canada. It comes right across the Great Lakes area. I think we see precipitation, the light snow showers overnight Wednesday night through Thursday. The snow is not all that impressive here, but I would be remiss if I would leave it out anywhere. I think we see scattered snow showers and definitely seeing the lake effect machine crank up behind it again. The focal point on moisture seems to be a little bit farther north and to the east. But snow anyway in the forecast through Thursday. Lake effect for Thursday night, Friday, and into early Saturday, but that's only going to affect areas far to the north. The rest of us see clouds and sunshine. For late weekend, we see temperatures moderating on a Sunday as clouds increase again, and overnight Sunday night into Monday, we've got rain. Yep, I said rain in the forecast as a system comes up out of the lower Mississippi Valley. It could see anywhere from a tenth to maybe 6/10 of an inch, coverage around 80% of Indiana. We follow that up with colder, drier air then for the balance of a Monday night to Tuesday and early Wednesday. We've got another weather system coming up from the southwest U.S. as we hit midweek, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, maybe even into early Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms part of that. Yeah, thunderstorms looked under the region. I can see anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday afternoon. Behind that, cold air tries to advance, but it's not super successful right away. So I think we stay near normal on temperatures through the balance of the week. We see some dry air in here as well. But then late in the weekend, so late the 15th into the following week, Monday the 16th, another strong low looking to come in from the west. That's going to bring some rain, but it will end as snow, and we are going to be significantly colder then for the week ahead of Christmas, the week of the 16th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Flat in corn and wheat, beans work a little lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. I'll have all the final numbers momentarily. We'll begin with market analysis, and I grab that after a quick call to John Zanker at the end of trade. John with Risk Management Commodities. John, we open up the month of December on a mostly lower note. The corn and wheat markets did work higher and for the most part right near steady throughout much of the day. Beans, though, lower with a strong U.S. dollar index to boot. Let's begin with the bean complex. Headwinds there, where did they come from?
You know, I'm just really disappointed, to be honest. If you go back to Friday, geez, what an exceptional export sales report that was for soybeans and the soy complex combined. I haven't seen too many better than that one, Andy, over the years. bean sales of 91 million bushels, that'll always be a big number. We've probably had a few over that, but when you add in meal sales of 487,000 tons and oil sales 120,000 tons, and that's a huge number, one of the biggest numbers that we've seen. So we didn't do much with that on Friday, and we struggled today. So some disappointment there. I think there's been some farmer movement, corn and beans, but I think there's just some anxiety on what lies ahead. And then you add in a very good growing season so far for both Argentina and Brazil, and it's just hard to get out from under that right now.
Export inspections, corn, soybeans, and wheat out on Monday morning, all within the range of analyst expectations. Is that good, bad, or indifferent in this case?
Well, seasonally, 36.8 corn, that's a good number. Unlike soybeans, the fall is not the best season for corn exports. So, a year ago, we might have been seeing some weeks in the 20s and low 30s. So that's a good number. Milo sales, 7.7. I believe that was a 10-week high and one of the better ones of the marketing year. So, good solid numbers there. Soybeans, 76.7. We're on the downside track right now, but still, that's a good number. And we continue to exceed expectations there. Wheat at 10.9, disappointing, which has pretty much been the case for quite some time. But pretty disappointed with the reaction from soybeans, especially off of these good shipments and sales reports that we've been having.
I mentioned the stronger dollar index. Does that actually make it difficult for corn and wheat markets to gain any kind of upward momentum?
Well, it does when you get up into this area. We've been dealing with this for several months, and even longer than that. But now with competition growing with Brazilian corn, U.S. corn, Argentine corn, and Ukraine, it's a factor. And I don't know that it's going to change anytime soon. We have the strongest economy going. I don't think that's going to fall apart anytime soon. So I think the strong dollar is here to stay, and that's just something that's going to be an additional overhead cap for us as we try to get through the next several months.
Thoughts from analyst and broker John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. The number there is 866-837-9027. Now the Monday numbers, the settlements. In a very quiet day of trade for corn futures, March down a half cent at the close, 432 and a half. May 439 down 3/4, and July down just a quarter cent at 442. Well off the lows in beans, and January finishes at 985 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. March 991, down an even nickel. March wheat also flat, down 0.75 cents at 547 and a quarter. The meets ended mixed after both cattle and hogs worked higher early. February live cattle, though, ending down 70 cents at 187.92, and February lean hogs 87.95, up 162. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.